an interview with an Australian volunteer firefighter.
In Australia, wildfires have killed 24 people so far this season and damaged hundreds of homes, and the worst may be yet to come. Alongside the professional firefighters, there are thousands of volunteers who are fighting the fires. One of the volunteer fighters in Western New South Wales is Mark Walkham. He talked to us about his work. What is the situation like in New South Wales?
In the last couple of weeks, I've been woken up by smoke coming into the house, and I was thinking, hey, something is burning inside. And then you look outside and realize the winds have blown in this pretty heavy smoke from outside. Like fog, I suppose. It's kind of scary when you get woken up by that.
You have only been with the volunteer service for a little more than a year. This is very dangerous work. What has it been like so far?
A lot of running around, whether you're driving a truck on horrible roads to get to a fire, or transporting water for other trucks. It's really tiring at the end of the day. You go to lie down and you're so tired, your mind's just constantly thinking, I hope the next team's okay. What's it going to be like tomorrow?
I understand some firefighters were killed last month when a tree fell on their vehicle. Another died when his truck got turned over in a fire tornado. What effects do these events have on you when you are out there working?
It really makes you watch out for dangers, you know? The most important thing is making sure that we come home. It's all good to save a house, but if we don't come back, then that's sort of a bigger problem. So you spend extra time watching for dangers, watching out for your team members, just making sure that everyone's safe.
Do you feel that there's enough support for those who are fighting the fires?
I'd probably personally suggest there could be more. You know, we definitely need more planes. I think, especially when we look at some of the fires in the mountains, and some of the areas are extremely difficult to get into, and those sorts of vehicles that can get in are small and limited in what they can do.
You are a volunteer firefighter. What is your day job? And what does your family think of what you're doing right now?
I'm a manager of a group of software engineers. I work from home, which gives me the flexibility to go away for some of these fires. You know, my family just wants me to be safe. They want me to go there and to be able to help communities and other people who are affected by the fires. You do this because you don't have any other option. And so, if something happens at your house, you want people to come and help you. So this is, I guess, a way of helping other people that are in really big need.
Mark Walkham, thank you so much for your time, and please stay safe.
Well, thank you very much.